Section 4, Manufacturing. As you read, look for the following. How the products made in Missouri factories have changed with the times. The many different products made in Missouri. Vocabulary terms: self-sufficient, craftsman, manufacture, factory, biotech. The first settlers in Missouri, both the Native Americans and the Europeans, were mainly self-sufficient. That is, they made most of the clothing, wooden tools, and other things they needed. But they still had to buy some things they needed, such as iron kettles, metal tools, guns, kitchen utensils, knives, mirrors, and glass. They bought these things at the nearest trading post or general store in town. Craftsmen, persons with special skills in making items, made some of the items. In most early towns, you found blacksmiths forging nails, horseshoes, tools, doorknobs, latches, and other things made from iron and other metals. You might also find coopers making barrels and buckets and gunsmiths making rifles and pistols and bullets. Most towns had a livery stable where horses were kept and harnesses made and repaired. There might even be a printer who printed signs, posters, and books. Page 100. Early Manufacturing. For most of Missouri's early history, many of the things sold at the trading post and by the town merchants were manufactured or made in factories in Europe or in the eastern part of the United States. They were then shipped by wagon or riverboat to Missouri. As the population of the state grew, however, factories were started in Missouri. Factories are buildings where goods are manufactured. Some of the earliest were shoe factories, wagon makers, meatpacking houses, flour mills, wool and cotton mills, and breweries, places that make beer. As Missouri continued to grow, more and more factories were built. Most of these were in the large cities of Kansas City, St. Louis, St. Joseph, and Springfield, but not all of them. Someone traveling around the state could find a shoe factory in many of Missouri's small towns in the late 19th and early to mid-20th centuries. At one time, Missouri was the leading shoe manufacturing state in the country. Just about anything that could be manufactured has been made in Missouri at one time or another. Modern manufacturing. Today, Missouri is still a major manufacturing state. Automobile and truck factories in the St. Louis and Kansas City areas produce many of the cars, minivans, and pickup trucks seen on the road today. Many smaller factories make automobile and truck parts for the larger manufacturing plants, factories with many buildings. Did you know? C.L. Grigg, a soft drink salesman in St. Louis, created a lemon-lime soda in 1929 that he called Bib Label Lithiated. 2 years later, he changed its name to 7-Up. Page 101. Ever since the invention of the airplane, Missouri has been an important manufacturer of aircraft. In 1939, McDonnell Aircraft began making airplanes in St. Louis. Today, that company is part of the Boeing Company. Its St. Louis factory is still a leading maker of fighter jets for the military. McDonnell was also a pioneer in the aerospace industry. It made the Mercury and Gemini space capsules that carried the first Americans into space, and helped to make the Apollo spacecraft that took the first astronauts to the moon and back. Rocketdyne Corporation in Neosho also played a part in the early days of space exploration by making rocket engines. Cars, airplanes, and spaceships are not the only things manufactured in Missouri. Look around your house. Almost everything you see could have been made in Missouri. That includes the toaster oven on the kitchen counter, the hangers in your closet, and even the bathtub in your bathroom. The handles on your garden tools might have been made in Burney. The steel anchors that keep utility poles from falling over are made in Centralia. Batteries for all sorts of uses are made in Joplin. The uniforms your sports team wears might have come from a factory in Licking. Another factory in Jefferson City prints children's books, and one in Jackson makes disposable diapers. The Hallmark Company in Kansas City is one of the largest greeting card companies in the world. Page 102. While the computers, televisions, radios, MP3 players, and DVD players in your house were probably not made in Missouri, a very important part of each of them might have been. Computers and other electronic devices depend on small chips to store and transmit information. These chips are printed on wafers of silicon, an element found in the earth. One of the world's largest manufacturers of silicon wafers is in O'Fallon. Missouri is also a leading maker of chemicals and products made from chemicals such as paints, plastics, adhesives, gases, and explosives. Much of the soaps, shampoos, and deodorants you use are made in Missouri. So too are the cleaning products that keep your home and school clean. An increasingly important chemical product being made in Missouri is ethanol, which uses corn and other grains to form a type of alcohol that can be used as a clean and efficient fuel in automobiles. Another growing industry in Missouri is the biological sciences, sometimes called biotech or life sciences. Research centers in several parts of the state are studying ways to use newly discovered knowledge in genetics and how cells grow to produce new medicines, new ways to fight diseases and disabilities, and even new varieties of crops and livestock that produce more food. Do you remember? Number one, find out if there is a manufacturing plant in or near your town. Learn as much as you can about what the plant makes and who uses the items made in the plant. Number two, what was an important company to manufacture airplanes in Missouri? Page 103, Spotlight, Hallmark Cards Incorporated. The chances are good that the cards you received for your birthday were designed and printed by Hallmark, a Kansas City company that is the world's largest greeting card manufacturer. More than half the greeting cards sent each year in the United States are produced by Hallmark. It also sells cards in more than 100 countries and in 30 languages, including Braille for the blind and visually impaired. But Hallmark does more than sell cards. It sells ribbons and bows, gift wrap, ornaments, party products, picture frames, books, and Crayola crayons. The company was started by Joyce C. Hall. Mr. Hall was a Nebraskan who came to Kansas City in 1910 at age 18 to start a picture postcard business. He was later joined by his brothers, Raleigh and William. They called their company Hall Brothers. In 1912, they started selling greeting cards. In 1914, they started printing their own cards. The company became the largest greeting card company because the Hall brothers seemed to know what type of cards people wanted. They also advertised their cards in magazines and on the radio, something other card makers did not do. In 1936, the Hall brothers set up a counter in a store where people could see all the cards and serve themselves. Before then, greeting cards were usually kept under a counter in the store. You had to tell the clerk what kind of card you wanted. The company slogan, "When you care enough to send the very best," was first used in 1944. In 1954, the company changed its name to Hallmark, a name it has been using on its cards since 1925. You can visit the Hallmark Visitor Center in downtown Kansas City and see how cards are designed and printed, see past and current television commercials, and clips from programs sponsored by Hallmark. You can even take home a souvenir bow made by a machine right before your eyes.